We clearly would have liked to have seen some higher numbers of detections for housebreaking. I think what we need to do when we discuss the housebreaking figures is we need to look at the reduction in the volume of housebreakings. So the 31.9% reduction in housebreakings, that's 223 fewer victims. So that's a lot of people who have not had their house broken into because of the reductions that we've managed to achieve. That said, the 5-year average for detection rate was sitting at around 27%, and we've only seen a detection rate of about 18% at the moment. So quite a significant reduction and something that we need to address. There's obviously various reasons for that. You know, it's been discussed about the focus on reducing violence, which I think quite rightly is our national priority. Violent crime causes a horrific impact on the victims, and we focus significantly on violent crime and on sexual crime. And we have seen increases in people reporting sexual crime, historic sexual crime, because of increased confidence in the police to investigate that. All of that crime is investigated by our CID resources, and they have had to focus on that crime, whereas traditionally they may have been able to focus on some of the housebreaking detections. So that's probably one of the reasons that there's been the difference in the detection rates. We have found that some of our most prolific offenders for housebreaking are actually locked up in prison. That's obviously partly why we've had reductions. But that in itself can cause problems in terms of detection rates and being able to focus on either prolific offenders or hotspots is one of the key tactics that we use to improve our detection rates. Going forward, we've obviously got some work to do. It's an area that we're going to focus on in the coming performance year. It's one of our priorities in the Dundee policing plan, and it's something that we will focus local resource on to try and improve our detection rates. So we'll get some good analytical product to try and find out if we've got any crime series going on that we have maybe missed or that we can pick up on in the coming months. We'll focus some high-profile patrols in the relevant areas, and we'll look at some of the prolific offenders that we know are out and about, or those that are coming out of prison as well, and just make sure that we can minimise any impact there and improve our detection rates.